Hi, everybody. So there's just no end to the cool new ideas that Movable Feast comes up with, and this is really one of them. And Jeff Birch, I have to tip my hat to my wonderful buddy Jeff Birch. He and I worked together at Open Society Institute Baltimore, and he was telling me for the last few weeks that he was doing this, and I was like, you're so brave. And then what came over me tonight to put my name in the hat? So this, I like Tom Mayer's, you know, there's a theme here, and the theme here is you can always learn something new. And I was asked by Vic Basil to come to Movable Feast when he first came as the executive director, and he and I have known each other for a pretty long time, and he moved to Baltimore, and he's like, come help, it's a mess here. So I was like, no, I'm not going to be your development director, but I'll help you find one. And he goes, well, will you be on the board? And I'm like, okay, I'll be on the board. So he comes up with this idea. P.S., I'm a development director. I've been a development director for about 35 years. So he says, I think we're going to do this event. What do you think about it? 140 miles, riding bikes, Rehoboth to Baltimore. I'm like, are you crazy? Go back to the drawing board. That will never work. So I thought you all would like to be and really find this hilarious that I, the experienced development person, said, bad idea. I really think this is a bust. This is really a lot of work. It's just so much, you know, so much work. And do you really think there's anybody who's wanting to run 140 miles, a bike, really? And I have a friend in Washington who I always ask to give money for Movable Feast, and she looks at me and she goes, Tricia, you would rather raise $1 million than have to ride 140 miles on a bike. So, of course, they said to me, if you don't ride, you're raising the money. So the first year, believe it or not, which I am going to end my story now, is that there were 28 people riding in the Ride for the Feast, and I was in the crowd who waved them back when they arrived with not a huge police entourage, which you now have with all the riders. And everybody came back to tie point, and we gave everybody applause, and I'm just standing there crying. And Vic said, we raised $75,000. I'm like, okay, prove me wrong. I love it. And last year, of course, everybody who was in the ride knows that it's like a sellout thing now. It's amazing. And I believe that we exceeded $750,000 last year, so 10 times what the first take was. And I couldn't be prouder to be shown that I was wrong.